In case you haven't heard, today is not just any old day. It's Ellen Day today. Listen for your chance to win Ellen tickets to her Saturday show in Calgary all day today until 6 o'clock tonight. We've got music on the way from Bonnie Tyler right after Shawn Mendes. Erin Wilde, 95.9 CHFM. Hello?
I'm too early, aren't I?
Too early for what?
For Ellen ticket.
We did the cue to call. Didn't you hear Ellen?
I did, but I think I'm not the caller 21, though, because I got through. Damn it, I've been trying all day. I want tickets so bad.
Listen, what would you say if I told you you are caller 21?
What the hell? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No way. Really?
Really?
You turned my day into a great day. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I love it. What's your...
Seriously, I'm going to Ellen.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's sweet. So sweet. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I got to get... What's your name?
Nicole.
And you're so excited and you've been trying all day, Nicole.
My heart is like pounding. My blood pressure is probably 150 right now.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, I hope you have a good time at Ellen on Saturday night.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I'm Erin Wilde. Speaking of burning, 23-hour high today, but listen to this. Tomorrow, a high of 28 smoking degrees. Can hardly wait. Lots of sunshine. Right now, we're sitting at 20 degrees in Calgary. Music now from Ed Sheeran and Perfect. 95.9 CHFM. I'm Erin Wilde. We've been asking you, what song do you crank when you need to pick me up? Thank you, by the way, for all of your text messages to 959-959. We have Nicole on the line. Nicole, what did you text in?
Ragdoll by Aerosmith. Ragdoll, living in a movie. And as soon as she asked the question, I was driving, and I said to myself, what would it be? Oh, my God. And I visualized myself driving in a red convertible with my hair just flying and just rocking it. Of course, I don't have a convertible. I don't have any of that, but that was my vision. And I thought, oh, how awesome. It put a smile on my face.
Aw, well, you know what? It is good to dream, isn't it?
Definitely.
I can't give you a convertible, but what I can give you is a pair of tickets for you to check out Blue Rodeo on July 8th.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Erin. That's awesome. This is the first time I ever won anything.
Well, you better go buy a lottery ticket then.
Honest to God, you made my day. Well, thank you so much.
95.9 CHFM. I'm Erin Wilde. I've been talking hockey with Darren on the phone line here.
I'm a big-time Leaf fan. I have a blue PT Cruiser with a Leaf plate on the front of it. So
really? Hey, are you going to be cheering for Winnipeg tonight?
No. Sorry, I'm not a Winnipeg fan. No, now I go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. And boy, did they play well last night, hey?
Oh, yeah. And they're an underdog. I mean, I hope they win it. I mean, I think they're a great team. I mean, for a bunch of misfits, really, that nobody wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, they put together a heck of a team.
I'm cheering for Winnipeg. Yeah, so game one tonight for Winnipeg in Nashville. It's going to be a big series, a fun one, but yeah, tough too. Puck drop just after 6 o'clock tonight. 95.9 CHFM. FYI, tomorrow is Husband Appreciation Day. And a new poll asked women what they like about their husbands. Yeah, there's things we like about them, right? So some of the, I'm not going to go through all 10, but a few of them. And I definitely say yes to, he's a good dad. Absolutely. Makes me laugh. That's probably why I fell in love with him in the first place. The number one thing that came up for Husband Appreciation Day, again, which is tomorrow, is he's a hard worker, which I totally agree with. My husband is a hard worker, except when it comes to taking down the Christmas lights. I hope he's not listening. 95.9 CHFM. I'm Erin Wilde. We're talking baby boomers, millennials. Who's better at what? We've got Adam on the line. First of all, Adam, how old are you?
Turning 37 this year.
You are almost a Generation Xer, but you're officially a millennial.
I'm right on the cusp as far as I'm concerned. That millennial line has moved so much over the past couple decades.
Apparently, there's this micro generation between Generation X and millennials. It's called Zennials. So let's just call you a Zennial.
Ah, even that hurts.
Anyway, what do baby boomers do better at?
They know how to look up stuff in books better, such as like encyclopedias, because they don't exist for most millennials nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. And that would apply for Generation Xers, because I remember having encyclopedias as
Britannica.
A teenager. Like, mm-hmm. That was a big deal. That's how we did our homework.
That's right. If we didn't have that, we couldn't look up anything about the animals, the world, anything, or even atlases.
Oh, atlases. I must admit, whenever I'm traveling, I still pull out my atlas and look it up, and I still use maps, too. I'm very old school. I should have been a baby boomer for sure. Even older than that, I'm like 90 years old at heart. Shawn Mendes, and there's nothing holding me back. 95.9 CHFM. I want to find you. 95.9 CHFM. I'm Erin Wilde. I kind of remember something similar happening like this a couple of years ago. I think a bunch of kids, well, and their parents went to a movie in California. It was Finding Dory. And then one of the previews came on. The preview was for Sausage Party. Oops. I don't know if you've seen Sausage Party, but it's not very kid-friendly, not family-friendly at all. Anyway, it happened again, this time in Australia. I guess parents were with their kids at Peter Rabbit, and a trailer for this comes on.
Who's going to take care of me?
You don't think I'm going to take care of you?
But when you die...
Really? So if you have not heard about this movie, it's called Hereditary, and it is being touted as one of the scariest movies of all time. As a matter of fact, I mean, I can't wait to see it because I love scary movies, but Rotten Tomatoes has given it a 100% rating. But can you imagine, like, you have a six-year-old, you're all excited to see Peter Rabbit, and a preview for Hereditary comes on. Thanks, movie theater. Six-year-old scarred for life.